All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Billy McMullen is still in studio with us. Michael Tusky will be giving the Olympic report shortly, but right now we're going to go to Dr. Gordy Rawls with the injury report, and Frank's going to introduce Dr. Rawls.
Gordy, are you there?
I'm right here, Frank. How are you?
All right, Gordy, just like clockwork this time. All right, we're delighted to have Dr. Rawls joining us tonight. I've known Gordy for many, many years, seen him on the tennis court forever, and a longtime fan of the Wahoos.
You've seen him on a tennis court?
Yeah, he can hit a tennis ball.
Now, Dr. Rawls, is Frank as good on a tennis court as he always tells us?
Well, I would say when he quiets down, he's probably got some pretty good strokes. But, he's got to focus on the mechanics there.
Oh, okay.
All right, I knew I'd get busted if I brought up tennis. All right. Gordy obviously did everything at UVA. You went undergrad, grad school, residency, all of that, right?
Most of all.
Okay.
Spent a little time out of Charlottesville, but most of it in Charlottesville.
Well, we're delighted to have you with us tonight. Let's do a quick rundown on the UVA injury report. We did get a report on Monday. The official UVA report states that Bobby Smith, a tall 6'5" receiver, his knee has not improved, and apparently he's going to be out for the rest of the year. And Tyler Smith, who's a role player, is going to have actually had surgery yesterday on his knee, and looks like he's going to be out for the year. And they join Pablo Alvarez, Landon Bradley, Karell Latimer, Connor McCartan, and James Valeris as being out for the season. But it does look like Kevin Parks, their running back, and defensive end Cam Johnson are going to be available to play this Saturday. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. I had heard that Kevin Parks had a significant ankle sprain, but techniques of rehabilitation have improved so much that it's certainly possible to get that swelling down and get the ankle taped or supported with a good lace-up brace, and players can get back on the field a lot quicker than they could have years ago.
Speaking about this injury report, Gordy, talk about the privacy rules today that really almost make it virtually impossible to get any real information about the injured athletes. And you and I were talking about this just yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all came along years ago when there was lots more information that was passed on through the press about athletes' injuries. And that, specifics as to, who tore their ACL ligament, when Anthony Poindexter went down, the details of, all the two or three ligaments that he tore and that terrible injury were, out there in the press, right away. Nowadays, the game has changed because of federal regulations really designed, not for athletes, but for all patients whose information is considered private. And, my understanding is that, at the professional level, when you sign your contract, you essentially, sign those rights away. And so the information is free flowing at the professional level. But, when you're talking about college students, which these boys, are, the university adheres to the HIPAA, what's referred to as the Health Information Privacy and Portability Act rules and regulations, and these require that a patient's personal health information is not made available to the public. So we really have very limited information about exactly what's going on with some of these players. I guess the Sports Information Department provides some very basic info.
Well, it's like Coach Linden said the other day in a press conference. He described Cam Johnson's situation as a lower leg injury, to which several writers jokingly said afterwards they'd never heard of a lower leg injury. So maybe that was his big toe or something. But anyway, all joking aside.
Well, keep in mind, I think the coaches are delighted that they don't have to release this information because they want to keep it as quiet as possible. So in some ways, they're hiding or they're taking advantage of the privacy thing.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Good point, Jim. Yeah.
All right. Well, Gordy, we're going to jump off now because we've got to go track down Jason Williford. But it's always good to hear from our friends at Ortho Virginia, formerly West End Orthopedic Clinic. And I know for you, that's probably hard to say today, isn't it, Ortho Virginia?
Well, you know, West End has been around for a long time, so that slips out most of the time. But we are moving on into the next millennium, and we have a new name with the same commitment.
There you go. Well, Gordy, good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Gordy.
Enjoyed it.
All right, well, it's interesting what he said, and Billy was nodding his head talking about the privacy issues. As a former college player, right, as a former pro, talk about that change.
We were already taught from the college level on up to the pro level that we don't disclose a lot of information on injuries. And,
right.
And I was laughing at the London reaction to the question about the lower leg injury. And that's perfect. I mean, anywhere you go on the pro or the college level, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, the coaches are mums the word these days, aren't they?
Maybe we get Billy's maybe prediction or thoughts about what's going to happen on Saturday before we switch over to basketball here.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and go with my team, UVA. I'm going to go ahead and pick those guys to win. I say it's going to be a higher scoring game than most people think. I think Rocco and Wolford, they're gonna do pretty good. And I think it's going to be, I'm going to go ahead and say 31-27. That's my prediction.
All right, I like that. He's ambitious. There you go.
I am. I'm a dreamer.
All right.
Ambitious, optimistic, all those things. But we'll take that right now.
We will take that. We would take that to the bank, wouldn't we, Hobo?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But,
all right.
Well, Billy, we thank you as always for coming
thank
in.
You, fellas. Thank
and
you.
What we're going to do now is we're going to jump on to Jason Williford. Coach Williford, are you there?
Yes, I am. How's it going, guys?
Oh, we're delighted to have you tonight. We didn't have a chance to do a big build-up for you, but everybody knows you played locally for John Marshall High School, and I remember seeing one of your high school games and was delighted to know when a friend of mine elbowed me and said, hey, he's going to go to Virginia. I said, isn't that great news? And then had the benefit of watching you and my man Uri Barnes.
Were they still using peach baskets when you played, Jason?
Wow.
Jim, did Hobo say
that?
They were when I played. I know that.
You and Corey and Jason and Junior, those were some exciting times.
Those were glory days, and glory days are ahead for Virginia basketball. So, Jason, we're all optimistic. Tell us why we are correct in being optimistic.
Well, we're a year older. And we've got Mike Scott back, and we're extremely excited about the first year, guys. So all of those things put together, you know, I think bodes well for this year. I won't make any predictions, but I am very excited about the season.
Well, you know, for the benefit of our listeners, break down the first year guys and tell us what they'll bring to the table this year.
Well, Malcolm Brogdon, combo guard from Atlanta. He's physical. If our listeners remember Harold Dean, somewhat similar, probably 2 inches, maybe 3 inches taller than Harold, but brings that physicality to the guard spot. Can get in the lane, can get to the free throw line.
Just to jump in, could he potentially play point guard, or is he purely a two?
Well, he could probably move over and play both spots.
Okay.
And we like that versatility, so we're excited about that. In our offense, you know, once you get rid of the ball, once you enter us into offense, they all are doing the same things within our motion. So.
Right.
No, we're extremely excited about him. Darian Atkins, a 6'8", very, very athletic kid. He is a high major athlete, shot blocker, rebounder, defender, finisher inside. He has been extremely impressive thus far in the preseason. And then Paul Jesperson, a really, really good shooter at 6'6", 6'7", who can play the two or three. So we're excited about those first-year guys, and they've been working extremely hard.
How about James Johnson? He sat out the first year as a volunteered redshirt, all 6'9", 238 pounds. What's going to happen with James Johnson?
James should play an integral part in what we're going to do this year. He's put on weight. He looks good. You know, he's had a few knee issues in the preseason here, just some tendonitis stuff, nothing major. But he's been working extremely hard. We're excited about all of those guys that are coming, all the returning guys. We're excited because they're a year older. They know what we're asking of them. And then to get Mike back, I mean, that's huge for us.
We're visiting with assistant basketball coach Jason Williford, talking a little hoops a couple of days in advance of the opening, official opening of college basketball practice. You know, Jason, as I look at the team this year, you're more talented, you're deeper. How is that going to change the approach?
You know, it doesn't change the approach. I think it makes it a lot more competitive, and that's a good thing to have in practice because those guys are you're just going to be pushing each other, and it gets the best out of everybody. And our approach is going to be the same. We're going to defend, but I think we've got a little more offensive punch with Mike. Now we're going to miss Mustafa. You know, make no bones about that. Because he was huge for us last year, but I think we'll be able to make up for his scoring punch, and then with the addition of Mike, I think Joe's going to have a really good year. I think KT's going to have a good year. KT, in fact,
yeah. Talk to me a little bit about KT. You know, there were some people that really had high expectations for him last year. I wouldn't say he was disappointed or disappointing, but how has he progressed over the summer?
He and Mike Scott both, we talked about as a staff, those guys having to drop some weight and be more athletic, be quicker. And KT did that. He worked the summer here. He went home. He worked on his body. He's about 195 now. I think he played somewhere close to maybe 205, 210 last year. So he was heavy. And he's had a tremendous preseason. And you know we're just excited about those guys. Again, the first years, our second years now, having been in the system, having gained that experience, I think we'll see the maturation this season.
I guess my one question, you know, you're a little deeper, maybe a little more talented. Will there be situations where you try to push the basketball up the floor, maybe speed tempo a little bit, or how will you do that?
I think you'll see at times. You know, we played small last year. We played Joe as a four man. I think you'll see some lineups like that with Jontel and Sammy. I mean, it's so early. I couldn't even begin to tell you, who's starting, who's going to be where. But I mean, you're going to see a ton of different lineups, and I think I love that versatility. And yes, we're hoping to score a few more points than we did last year.
Jason, you know, when I look at the lineup now, and I did a little research, as I always do, Virginia has the most experienced team coming back in the ACC. They have the most ACC game starts of any team in the ACC. And when you look at Sammy's,
keep in mind, Carolina has like three lottery picks coming back.
Right. I'm not. Habo likes to jump in before he hears the punchline.
Oh.
So with all the experience that's returning and with really a go-to stud down low with Mike Scott, I see the opportunity for this team to do 20 to 25 wins. Habo thinks it's closer to the 25. I think it could be somewhere 22, 23 wins. With the ability now to rotate all this new, younger talent in and getting them the experience and giving the veterans a rest when they need it, why can't this team do that? Why can't this team win 23, 24, 25 wins?
Well, you guys are putting a number on it. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say we're extremely excited. But at the same time, you know, Mike Scott still has to go out there and play to the level he played before he got hurt last
year.
Right.
And
so, you know, let's just hope he can get there. Let's see if he can get there. I know he's put in the work to be able to do that. But as far as a number on how many wins, you know, we're going to go out there and try to win every single one of them.
Right.
And you know, we're going to play defense and we're going to do it the right way. But I do like the fact that we've got a ton of experience coming back. We've got some really good first years. that just speaks to a lot of the turnover in the league, which is crazy. But
right.
You know, that's a good thing for us. And
that's college basketball.
I hope we can
today,
take advantage of that.
Yeah. I was just being mischievous. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. You know, deep down I know, you know, you've got a couple of phases through the season. You've got this early fall schedule that you know, you got to worry about that first. I do like the fact that Virginia has the Big East, the Big Ten ACC Challenge game coming to Charlottesville this year at JPJ, and that I think that's a good litmus test game after we get through some of the warm up games, right?
Right, right.
Isn't that Michigan this year?
Yeah, Michigan and Coach Beilein. You know, Jason, I'm the one putting you out there with too many wins, putting pressure on. But the one thing I have told the Virginia faithful is don't make any plans for that Sunday in March called Selection Sunday, because Virginia is going to be on that board, so you want to make sure you're watching that CBS telecast on that Sunday, March, whatever it is. I didn't look at the calendar, but I feel confident that this team is going to be back in the tournament, which is, I know, what you all are looking to do.
Well, you know, I think that's the goal every year. Now, obviously, certain things happen, you know, injuries, stuff like that, but that is the goal. I mean, that's what I expect. I know that's what Coach Bennett is preaching to our guys. I mean, those are our expectations. I mean, that's why that's why he's here. That's why I'm excited about being back here. And that's what this program's about. I mean, we are going to get this thing turned around. Now, I hope it's sooner than later. But those are the expectations.
All right, we've got a minute before our next break, Jason. Just tell us a little bit about what it's like to be back at UVA, coaching on the sideline there with Coach Bennett, and returning to your alma mater and the opportunity to work with Virginia athletes. What's that like?
It's awesome. I bleed orange and blue, and I'm extremely excited about having the opportunity to be back here. And obviously, I would like this program to be rightfully where it should be, and that's the upper echelon of the ACC. To have the opportunity to go on the floor, practice with these guys, talk about some of my experiences. I've lived what they're going through. And then to go out and have a chance to compete in this facility, which is awesome. It's a dream come true. It was a dream job. I always wanted to come back home, and I'm back home. So I'm ecstatic about being here.
We are delighted you are there. We're delighted Coach Bennett is there, along with Coach McKay, Coach Sanchez. I think you all are doing a terrific job. We're as excited as, or at least I know I'm excited about the season.
I'm excited.
Started. So
I can't wait for basketball season.
At any rate, we thank you for taking a few minutes tonight, Jason, to join us, and we'll definitely have you back multiple times during the basketball season.
Absolutely, guys. It was a pleasure.
All right, Jason Williford, the assistant basketball coach at Virginia. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the Olympic update. And we still got Billy McMullen here, and we'll talk about the Georgia Tech game on Saturday.